Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My favorite holiday.
Oh, so delicious. First of all, we are so thankful for you guys, our listeners. We would be nothing without you. We would just be a bunch of us talking into the microphone all alone without you. So
we'd be
thank
so
you
lonely.
Guys.
We'd be funny, though, still. Y'all, we'd still be funny. But we would be so lonely without you.
Thank you for all your support. And do you guys know it's about 7,000 people who download our podcast every week? I don't know if you guys knew
that. So thankful for you guys.
Yes.
7,000 of you.
Yeah. All 7,000 of you. Yes. And right before we came on, I was doing a little turkey dance for you guys. You can't see it right now, but
it's like imagine. It's like a turkey jig.
You can imagine.
Is what it is. Imagine a turkey jig.
And you know the turkey dance,
Wendy.
Yeah, my little tail feathers are like fluffed up.
This is going to go viral. I can see it.
So viral. Yes, so viral. So we just wanted to do a gratitude episode for you guys today. First of all, we're grateful for you, but one of the best ways to actually have happiness in your life is to have a gratitude practice. And I know that all of you guys do have a gratitude practice. So we're just going to share some things we're grateful for. And as a special bonus, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite Thanksgiving foods.
I love it.
I'm excited for that.
Who wants to kick us off?
I will start. I believe so strongly in starting every day with gratitude. And it's so important. What I love about Thanksgiving is thinking through the year. What have we learned? What have we gone through? What are the good that we can find in difficult situations? And one of the biggest things that I'm grateful for this year is my mom is out of pain. So my mom has had major back pain now for multiple years. She went through 9 surgeries last year and it didn't help at all. And then this year she had major back surgery where they straightened her spine. They put 2 titanium rods in her back and some cages in between her. I don't know all the terms, but I was nervous. I mean, she's 67 years old, going through a pretty major back surgery. Yeah. And so going into it, I was nervous. And yesterday she was in my office and there was like a pile of stuff. I know that's shocking to my co-host that there was a pile of stuff in my office. And she had to hop over the pile to get something. And it was like she hopped over it as if... Like, I had never seen her move like that in many years. I haven't seen her move like that.
Wow.
And I was so taken back by it and was so excited. And so she's in no pain. And I'm just happy to have my partner back is really, from a business standpoint, I'm happy my mom's out of pain. And I'm so excited that I get my partner back. She's in meetings. She's not in pain. She's the mom and the partner that I've always known. And I'm so grateful this year that she's out of pain. So.
I love that.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
I have a habit that I've been working on that I am super thankful for. And it is, so when the last couple of years...
You guys were such nerds. We're like, a habit.
A habit. Get your pens out.
Got a bunch of habits. So a habit that I have really been working on over the last couple of years but have been failing forward at, pretty like actively failing forward, is... finding joy around like providing delicious, healthy meals on a regular basis for our family. And when everything hit the fan during COVID and my dad's family and everything, honestly, like food at dinner time every night felt like a burden because it would show up again. And I was like, it's dinner again? Like I didn't have the energy to plan. Yeah, I was like, why do you guys need to eat all the time? Why must we do this? And like I was resentful of I loved our family time together. So I don't want to discount that. I loved our family time together for a meal. And I was resentful of how that food was going to show up on the table because we were so overrun with everything else going on that I didn't have the energy to even put into the planning of how it was going to show up. So it just, it was like a hot mess for the last several years. And this year I really put energy into like getting better at like getting more creative in the kitchen and like finding joy with that and involving the family in the meal prep and like coming up with creative, delicious meals. And like dinner has become so much more enjoyable. Like I love to entertain. And so it wasn't the art of like who was there. It was just how it got there. And it's been so rewarding. Actually, I can say this year I have really become like a pretty darn good little cook and am creative with it. And like as we come into Thanksgiving, right, I'm like actually excited about thinking about what we're going to provide for the meal and what we're going to bring. Whereas in years past, I would be like, not again, not another holiday. So I'm very thankful as we think about food as a holiday, right, for Thanksgiving, that I'm thankful for the art of cooking this year and actually finding joy in it for the first time in a really, really long time. So I'm very thankful
that.
For that.
I love that.
That is the secret to joy, is just to find joy in the present moment.
Yeah.
You know, so often we're just rushing from thing to thing, trying to get to the next thing. And if we can just, you know, enjoy washing that dish, you know, take a second, just enjoy it.
That's one of my joy things this year. Like I, you know, the do the hard, right? Like I've got four boys in three different schools, our first time ever, like high schooler. And we, like our whole little world was our boys walked to school for the last 4 years. Everybody walked. So we had this really amazing, tight little ecosystem. We didn't have to get in our cars. So this fall has been the first time in a really long time that we not only are getting in the car, but we're getting in the car with like going in different directions. And so I usually get the morning shift with the high schooler and the middle schooler. So we have a ninth grader and a sixth grader. And I think what started as being like just dread that I was going to like, oh my God, everybody has to get up earlier and we're trying to get everybody else and everybody fed has turned into this like really beautiful, like phones are down, like not every morning, but like it actually, I'm getting like 30 minutes and I had, you know, just everything that's going on in the world. The other day I had this really just amazing conversation with Braxton, our oldest, around like what's happening in the world and how awful it is. And like just hearing his perspective and his thought like gives me a lot of hope. But it was just like just gratitude for that gift of time. Sometimes that can feel like a chore, but it's been such a gift to just get like these 30 minutes with my two oldest boys, often at 7 o'clock in the morning. They're captive.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, I know for me, probably a big gratitude for me is earlier this year, my dad came to visit from Minnesota and he ended up falling and kind of being stuck on the floor for a while without us knowing. And then went into the ER two times. And so we made the decision to move him down here and find an assisted living place for him. And I've just been really grateful to have all the resources in order to help him do that. And when I say resources, I mean not only the money to help him, but also like the time and the energy and the leverage. And for me, it feels like the accumulation of my journey to sort of get to this place where I have an abundance. You know, Gary Keller talks about having an abundance in all things, time and wealth and freedom and relationships. And so I'm just really grateful that I have all of those things so that I can be really present with him and help him in this transition. And so, yeah, I got to go and spend a couple weeks in Minnesota and help him move. And then, you know, he's been down here and it's no joke moving when you're 82 and in a wheelchair and trying to, you know, upend your whole life and move away from everyone you've ever known. And so it's a lot of things. And I'm just grateful to be able to, you know, be as present as I can. I mean, it's not like we're hanging out 24/7 or anything, but it's a nice thing. So
I love that, Wendy. Awesome. I don't think I've told you, I have thought about the text message. So when he was moving and you were helping him, you sent our circle a message saying, I'm with my dad. And it was a picture of the two of you. And you said, I'm just so thankful for the sacrifices I've made, both financially and with the business, to be able to spend this time with him. And I have thought about that text probably 3 to 4 times a week since you sent it. And I don't think I've told you that, but just, it was such a reminder for me, you know, and on the podcast, we talk about it's big business, but even bigger life. And it's such a reminder for me. That's why we do what we do, is to make sure that we have the freedom when a family member, like a father, needs us, that we have no problem, you know, running and helping and pausing this season of life to focus on him. And it's such an inspiration. You're such an inspiration to me in this way. And I'm just so thankful that all of our listeners can learn from you as I do. When you send things like that, it's just a good reminder of why we do what we do. So thank you for that.
Sarah and I put our fingers up at the same time. The other part I was going to add to that, because you and I both ESP today, we're right on track, like same brain over here. And the other part of that text that I loved is you said, I'm so thankful for my health that I have the strength and energy, and you had your hip surgery. I mean, you've had so much in the past year. I'm so thankful that you had the energy and the strength and the pain-free hip to be able to facilitate that, because organizing all of that, like you kind of made it like a one sentence, moving an 82-year-old is no joke, but like that is really no joke. And I know how physical that had to have been for you on top of it. And I kept thinking, gosh, if she had all that pain that she was dealing with her body in the middle of that, that would be so much harder. And so I'm so thankful that you gave yourself the gift of health this year too, and taking care of that, because it's paid dividends for the rest of this year, which has been really awesome.
Thanks, guys.
I love that. We're thankful for you, Wendy.
Kimber, what are you going to say about how amazing I am? You're next.
I'm like, you just inspire us all, Wendy.
She's like, so this episode is actually called the Thankful for Wendy episode. We didn't want to like tell you right away what we were calling it, but that.
Oh, I'm not sure if we're losing Say or not, but hopefully she's still with us, because we're grateful for her
hopefully.
Too. Yeah. So another thing I'm grateful for is so we are in the crazy sports season that all of you told me was busier than little baby.
That's why I have no voice right now, because I've been like screaming at football games.
All your
outdoor football. This is our first year of football. Yes. So Sarah, I'm with you. That's what I sound like, you know.
So we're in the like, wait, she has practice again, and where she's supposed to be there, and knowing where each of the kids are and their activities is like, this is a lot for my non-good logistical self. And so that's been stressful. And going to the games, cheering. So Olivia's playing volleyball, and just seeing her growth and development. I mean, she was awful the first couple games. I mean, awful. And then now, I mean, she's got the longest arms ever. She's got her daddy's long arms. And it's like now she uses her body to make some clutch plays, and just seeing her as a team player, she's got mommy's competitiveness. It's just been so fun, so fun.
Aww,
so I'm enjoying this new phase we're in with all the sports.
I love it. Well, I think I still feel like, right, I'm so full from our Her Best Life event, right, this fall. And one of the things that just sort of like mindset, like just amplifying Nikki Miller, who literally did a phenomenal keynote around audacity and sort of like, why not us? And that, like, I literally, right, audacity almost every day as I pursue some pretty exciting business ventures and new opportunities, and, you know, just look at this market, which is both challenging but also creates a lot of opportunity.
It does.
And a lot of opportunity. There's been a couple of moments where I'm like, you know, I'm negotiating this big commercial lease right now, and I was like, I'm like telling these all, I'm in a room full of men, and I'm like, and I just, in my head, I'm like, you have the audacity, like, just ask for it. Like, my attorney was like, I don't think you can ask for that. And I was like, absolutely I can. Like, yes, we're going to ask for that. And I just am like, audacity, audacity. And I think that's just the power of this community, then, and find people who cheer you on, who ask, why not you? I am so full of gratitude for a different perspective on this season and the impact that this fabulous community continues to have on all the audacity.
Watch out, world.
I love that.
Kimber is owning her power.
Yeah.
I love it.
Buy some more things.
I love it.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
We had two of our fellow friends, Biz and Katie, that were amplifying us on a podcast they launched recently. And they said something about Her Best Life, and I think really like something that we are really trying very hard to attain, and they got it. And it was so rewarding because they said, never have I left an experience or an event where usually I leave feeling like I'm not enough, like I need to go do more, like I need to improve this and do that and become this and go over here. And they said, for the first time, I left the room feeling seen and like you were telling us, no, you're actually really amazing as you already are, and we're going to enhance that. And we see you and support you unconditionally in that. And we want you to grow and be even better, but we're not asking you to change. And when they were saying that in their podcast, it was like, I had like these goosebumps of like, yes, that's what we're trying to do. And it was really, really cool. So I'm thankful for that and that they're on their little mission. It's really cool.
Well, and their podcast is called We're Your Friends Now. So make sure you give a listen.
Yeah, they're very cool. I loved that.
What else are you guys thankful for?
I'm thankful for cherry pie that's about to come for Thanksgiving. It's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. Clearly, I'm hungry because that's all I've been talking about that I'm thankful for recently. I have lots of other things, too, I'm thankful for, but evidently I'm hungry. But cherry pie, for real. I'm so thankful for cherry pie. And
I am a team pumpkin girl. Like, so when pumpkin comes out in August and people are like, it is not time for pumpkin. I'm like, it is time for pumpkin. My boys are like,
oh, everything pumpkin?
Everything in our house right now is pumpkin. And the boys, I mean, it is just maddening for them. And it is, I'm in my joy zone. I go to Trader Joe's. I just like rack up on all, like the whole cart is like.
Ooh, I didn't know this about you. I love it.
Oh, I'm a pumpkin. I love it. So watch out.
I didn't know that about you either. I didn't know that either. Is cherry pie a Texas thing, like for Thanksgiving? Because I don't know a lot of families here that have cherry pie for Thanksgiving. So is that like a special thing for your family, or
it must be? Because I'm like, is it not normal? I don't know. You only know your Thanksgiving, right?
I love how Seychelles always talks about stuff like it's completely the same as everybody else, and then we all look at her like, no.
We've always had cherry pie, and it's delicious. Why doesn't everyone else do it? Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think make it with cherries in a can, right?
Sometimes you'll do fresh, but yeah, you can make it with cherries in a can too.
Because we have like Michigan.
Well, let's talk about food. I love the gratitude, but let's talk about the food.
The food that we're grateful for.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll tell a story, a Thanksgiving story. So I grew up in Minnesota, and I always thought my Thanksgiving was pretty good. A lot of mashed potatoes, heavy on the mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Minnesota has really good mashed potatoes. Sometimes there's weird stuff in there because there's a lot of like Norwegian influence.
Oh, yeah.
So we had like pickled whitefish and lefse and stuff like that, which is, you know, okay.
Different. Yeah.
But I always in general thought Thanksgiving was pretty good. Okay. So then I marry a Southerner. Actually, I was dating a Southerner, came down to Memphis, and then we drove to Mississippi. And Jay has a huge family. First of all, we ate outside. Which I was like, what?
Not a thing in the Midwest.
And then secondly, the food on this table. Okay, barbecue at Thanksgiving. What a great idea. Way better than turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey's always dry. you know, barbecue is incredible. And then literally every kind of casserole you've ever seen in your life. Probably like 83 casseroles is what I would guess. Not 83, but like 17.
But like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot.
All covered with Ritz crackers. I mean, the best.
I love casseroles. Do you make the green bean casserole? Does anyone do the green bean casserole with the fried little onion strips
That's
on the top?
That's my specialty.
Yes. Yes.
That's one of Nick's favorites. Good. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We had what kind of like is every are y'all doing turkey and ham? Are you doing brisket? What are you doing for like the meats? I need to know.
So my favorite.
Yes, Sarah. What
is
are you making?
Turkey. I make Thanksgiving stuff. I love cranberry sauce from scratch, So not in the can, but real cranberry sauce is so good. You take one bite of turkey with one little taste of cranberry sauce, and it is the best. It takes all the dryness away of the turkey. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's my favorite. It's now my gift to my executive leadership team. I make all of their families cranberry sauce. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Well, down south, they'll deep fat fry the turkey. I never saw that until I got down south. Mm-hmm. And that is legit. Really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We often have one deep fried and then one baked. And
Your house on fire, though.
Don't catch your house on fire. We have an amazing neighbor who will literally deep fry everyone's turkeys. There's like a line down our street on Thanksgiving morning where everyone comes and you deliver your turkey like Tuesday and then you come and pick it up on Thanksgiving morning. Just kind of a great gift to the neighborhood, or at least our street.
That's such a gift.
And I've told you guys my mashed potato story. With my mother-in-law.
Wait, so speaking of mashed potatoes, I have to go back because, were you saying that there is fish in the mashed potatoes or it's like a
no? It's called lutefisk.
Okay. Not ludicrous, but lutefisk.
It's pickled white. It's pickled white fish.
Okay, that's like part of the meal, but not in the mashed potatoes. Yeah. Okay.
That would be like the worst. That's a surprise. Loaded, in your potatoes.
The worst loaded baked potato bar ever.
Surprise!
I know. I think half of our items, right? Southern the desserts are on your plate, right? So like sweet potatoes. I'm a huge corn pudding fan. Oh, carrot souffle
with marshmallows.
Yeah. So as a kid who like has an extreme sweet tooth that still very much lives today, like I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm getting dessert
on my
plate.
And it's like you have permission to eat it twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh yeah. And yes. Mm-hmm. The best.
Well, so can I tell my mashed potato story?
Now
of course.
Okay.
Of course.
It's a good story. So my grandmother, who I was very close with, she actually, a little bit later in life after she raised her kids, there was a little potato company that was in her very rural town. It was called Mainline Potatoes. And she worked for many, many years sorting potatoes. And it's cool because actually when she died, she had this little book of wages, which was everything she ever made every week in this tiny little handwriting for years. And so potatoes were a really big deal in our family. Like I just remember Thanksgiving, all my aunts and my grandmother, they would just be in the kitchen like whipping up these potatoes and tons of butter. And anyway, they were like always my favorite part of Thanksgiving. And so then I went down south and there was no mashed potatoes. No mashed potatoes. It's all sweet potatoes down there. No mashed potatoes. So here I am. I'm like, ooh, this is really good. But my favorite thing is missing. So my mother-in-law, who's a very kind and wonderful person, was like, okay, well, I'll make the mashed potatoes for you next year. I'm like, oh, great. That's so sweet. You know, and so I'm imagining like the same thing the day of, like whipping them up. And so then about a month before Thanksgiving, she's like, well, mashed potatoes are all done and in the freezer.
And if you've
ever had frozen mashed potatoes, you know they're not great.
No.
So then I was in this conundrum because my mother-in-law had specially made these a whole month out. So then she pulls them out. So then, I'm like, you know, these are so good. They're my favorite. I love them so much. And so then the next year, I was like, well, I'm going to tell your mom that I'm going to make the mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? But I didn't beat her. Like 6 weeks ahead of time, she's like, oh, mashed potatoes are done and in the freezer. So then this continues, right? I show up on Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, these are so good. I love them so much. And then we're in this pattern where she thinks I love her mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then it's like so awkward. So then here we are 17, 18, 19 years later, still.
Right now?
So I'll be there.
Still now. Wait, can we get her to listen right now?
You're outed. You have outed yourself.
You're outed now.
Yeah.
We're going to send her this episode in advance of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, be like, happy Thanksgiving for you. Click.
Please don't.
Wendy praises your mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. On this episode. 24 years.
That's a sacrifice.
So you still haven't had, that is such a big sacrifice. So you don't have good mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving?
No.
Like all these years? Oh, wow.
Well, I do. I mean, I eat them.
Yeah. But I said good ones.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So then now it's just really awkward because we're so far down that road.
Now it's a joke. You just have to go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just have to continue.
Yeah, you're in it. You're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
One thing I'm super grateful for, so we host, right? Like we were the first to have kids between our families. And so like for, I don't know, a decade, like for a long, and it was a lot, like both my family, both that like everyone comes and descends and they stay with us. And so you're not only trying to get the meal together and the kids together and have a young family, Carter, my second was born 2 days before Thanksgiving and we hosted Thanksgiving. Thank God my mom. But like, they were like, well, you can't leave and everyone wants to see the baby. So I literally got home from the hospital Thanksgiving morning and we hosted Thanksgiving with a 3-day-old and a 3-year-old.
That sounds like you, Kimber.
It was, right? Well, and my family, I have amazing women in my family. Yeah, no, they did everything. It was great. Yeah. But last year, my sister-in-law moved to D.C. and so she hosted last year. And I could not be more grateful to just like show up with my two favorite items and go to someone else's house and then leave and be like, I can help you do the dishwasher. And when she said no, I was like, okay. So I was very grateful to be a guest at someone else's Thanksgiving table.
Do you get to?
I keep asking her. I'm like, you're ready for this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, making sure she's like, I think you owe me like 10 years of Thanksgiving.
I can't wait to come to your house for Thanksgiving.
Come on.
Yes. We just all got invited to Kimber's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So. Or now Dee Dee's house because she's a rock star.
Yes.
Well, guys, gratitude, I don't know about you guys, but all of us practice gratitude in throughout our day. November is awesome because so much light is shined on gratitude. But it's important to keep that going throughout the year as well, so starting your day that way. And it's awesome to pause to think about what growth we've had, what we're thankful for, what were the big things that we're grateful for this year. And that's a big part of having a big life, is being grateful for things, even in the midst of hard stuff. And so thank you guys for listening. We would love to hear what you're grateful for this year. So message us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, send us an email. I would be great if I knew the email as I'm saying that. Send us an email and we would love to hear what you're grateful for this year, maybe what lessons you've learned and what's your favorite Thanksgiving food. So thank you for joining us today and continue to grow that big business. And don't forget, even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.